on the Biden record, soaring inflation and crime, the open southern border, Chinese spy balloon, and the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, among other things. Tonight's fourth Republican presidential candidate will be a slim down showdown. Just four candidates on the stage, former President Trump not among them. Stocks have turned mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is up 88 points, while the Nasdaq is down a fraction, the S&P 8 points higher. This is SRN News.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Those of you who have listened to this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues, previously or regularly, know that I have been a host for Dr. Youngblood on several other occasions, and it's always an honor for me to do so. For those of you who missed it at the beginning of the show, a little bit about myself. I'm a small business owner. I own an insurance and a financial services agency. I've been doing that for 33 years. Before that, I served 10 years active duty Air Force after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. I also spent years 2013 through 2020 as an elected representative in the Florida State House. I was a Republican serving the Panhandle area, Pensacola area, District 2, and then District 1. And before the break at the top of the hour, we were going through a comparison chart for each of the candidates and where they stood on certain issues. And just before the break, I made the statement that it doesn't matter about each of those candidates unless we restore election integrity, not only in Florida, but throughout the United States. We sorely need to do that now. And I see we have some callers on the line. And the first one is Derby. Derby, I understand you would like to join the conversation. What is your question or comment, please?
My first comment is about the debates. Today, we do not have debates. We have interviews. A debate should be between two parties with opposing views. Let them make their points and then refute each other. But the way it is now is just whatever CNN or Fox wants to ask. Well, I do not care what CNN and Fox have to say or want to know about. I want to know what each candidate thinks about whatever issue they want to bring up. That's the real debate. So we're using the wrong word. We're not having debates, period.
You're right. Great point, Derby. I agree with you 100%. And again, we shouldn't even have the Republican Party wasting their money on those. That interview format you're talking about, I think, would be better. But what we should instead is be using that money to elect your candidate, not to pay CNN or other news outlets to host these interviews. Well said, Derby. What was your other point?
Well, concerning immigration, we should have a pause on immigration. And let us not consider race, religion. Let's just get the best applicants for citizenship, for immigration. Wherever they come from, they have to be educated, high morals, preferably Christians, or of course Christians, because that is our culture. Religion is the most important part of any culture. So why do we want to import non-Christian new citizens, immigrants? That is just plain stupid. And deport all the illegals, all of them, including their children. Two illegals cannot produce a legal baby. So deport the babies as well.
That's right. We need to keep those families together as we deport them, Derby. You're absolutely right. Those who we do bring into the country should be those that are going to be a benefit to our nation as they come in. Not this nonsense of they want to come here to better their lives. Well, that's good. We're glad that you do want to better your lives. But you must also be to the betterment of this nation as we grow and expand. And Derby, your point that it should be Christians that we bring in, I agree with you. This nation was founded on Christian principles. And that is why it has prospered and flourished so much. And we're seeing now that because we have gotten away from those Christian principles, we are seeing the damaging effects of it now. Derby, thank you so much for calling in. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Just one small point. Immigrants should come here to assimilate and become Americans, period. Do not impose your culture or religion on me. I have the American culture, which is Christian, period. Good enough.
That's right. Well said, Derby. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Goodbye. I see we have a caller on the line. Jim, what is your question or comment, please?
Hey, Mr. Hill. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Good. You probably could have saved yourself a little bit of time there at the first half of the show and just dropped Vivek and Chris Christie. Chris Christie is nothing but controlled opposition. I consider him along the lines of Karl Rove and Never Trumpers. The only thing he's there for is just to bash and to denigrate and to, in my opinion, he's a rhino anyway.
Right.
As far as immigration goes, we do have laws on the book that they would enforce them. In order to legally immigrate to the United States of America, you must have a sponsor. You must also have a stated ability to support yourself and follow the laws along the within the immigration law there. What's happening now is they're just letting them come in. They're giving them a place to stay. They're giving them benefits at taxpayer expense. They're giving them a phone. And they're giving them a court date so far out in the future that it's really unfeasible to commit to that, because they won't show up. And then the other thing, Derby had a very good point, but I'd like to point out something as far right now. I do believe Derby is correct. They are doing interviews on the Republican side, but prior to an election there, each side brings forth their candidates. the Republicans debate each other to figure out who's the best candidate, and the Democrats debate each other to figure out who's the best candidate, then the Democrat and the Republican candidate after a primary is then selected, or is then selected to debate against each other. I think they're wasting time on the Republican side, and the one thing that I've said to Dr. Youngblood is that the Democrats are not even doing that. They're more like bishops selecting the Pope. They're going behind closed doors right now and just saying, this is going to be our candidate, and they're not going to allow any opposition. Everybody,
hey, Jim, if you're absolutely right, did you see where just recently the Florida Democrat Party said the only person who will appear on a ballot on a Democrat side is Joe Biden? They don't care who the others are. They have pushed them out and said only Joe Biden is going to appear on the Democrat ballot. So it shows you they choose who they want. They don't allow voters to choose. They choose.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing right now. They're just doing nothing but, like I said before, a bunch of bishops are getting in a closed room, and they're selecting their Pope, and they're not having an open forum or debate. Of all the Democrats I've heard and listened to over the years there, the only sane one, or close to sane, even though I know he's liberal, is Robert Kennedy, and they're doing everything they can to shut him up.
That's right. That's right. They won't allow him to be on the ballot in Florida. When it comes to the Democrat primary, he is not allowed on the ballot. And, you know, he has left the Democrat Party and is now an independent. But anyone else who has any desire to want to be on that ballot, Florida has stopped it completely. There will not be any other candidate other than Joe Biden on the Democrat ballot.
That's sad, because that's not how the Republic was set up. You know, vigorous debate exposes ideas and allows for reform and change, which then allows improvement. So I do believe that we're seeing a demise in our system, and you are correct. The voting system needs to be closely scrutinized.
Yes.
Go back to paper.
Jim,
ink.
Thank you for calling in, and I'm sorry. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Okay, Jim, thank you for calling. Have a great day. And as Jim had mentioned, we need to do something to restore our election integrity. And I have a little list here of things that will help restore election integrity. This comes from the John Birch Society, of which I'm a member. I'm a member of the John Birch Society, the Pensacola chapter. I have been a member now for about 4, maybe 5 years, even though I've been aware of the John Birch Society and have supported their positions on many issues over the years. I even like their motto. The John Birch Society's motto is, less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. I just love that. I mean, that is so succinct. And what it does. Here's their list, their suggestion, and how to restore election integrity. And by the way, not just nationwide, I believe this will work at every level, down to the local level, when you're talking about school board, city council, county commissioner races. First of all, increase voting transparency. Push for in-person voting on election day with voter IDs. I wouldn't say push for, that's what we should have, period. In-person voting on election day with voter IDs. Repeal laws allowing for no excuse absentee balloting. Of course, I sponsored a bill when I was in a Florida House to stop what's called ballot harvesting. That's where individuals or groups will go around collecting ballots for other people and then turning them in either at drop boxes or to the supervisor of elections office. And I sponsored legislation to stop that practice completely, that you can only take your ballot and your significant other, your spouse's ballot, to the mailbox or to the supervisor of elections office. Don't have these ballot drop boxes, period. That's what our mail system is for. And when I was in office, we couldn't get it passed, but after I left office, it did pass my bill, and Governor DeSantis signed it into law. So glad to see that happen. And I agree with the John Birch Society, which says repeal laws allowing for no excuse absentee balloting. We need to reinstate precincts. We have that here in Florida, but in other places they don't. This is key. Number five, clean up voter registration list. Yes, indeed. I know when Senator Rick Scott, when he was governor, he started that process of cleaning up the voter registration list in Florida. And, of course, the ACLU and other leftist organizations sued to make him stop doing that. And then some leftist judge said, you must stop doing that. And Governor Scott stopped. Instead of continuing doing his job, he let the opinion of this judge stop him from doing what was right. And that was cleaning up the voter registration list. What do we mean by cleaning it up? Removing those who are dead. Removing those who no longer live in the state. Very basic things of fairness. Okay, as we continue with how to restore election integrity, we should protect evidence and punish fraud. When someone has been convicted of election fraud, they should be punished. Require an absolute chain of custody for ballots. I agree. There is a need for ballots for those, for example, who are military and have been deployed to other areas, or this is their state of residence, Florida, but they are now serving somewhere else. They should be mailed ballots, but there should be an absolute chain of custody for those ballots. Those who are physically unable to get to the voting booth, perhaps you're in an assisted living facility or something like that, then they should be sent ballots. Other than that, I don't think we should even have absentee ballots. You need to get your lazy behind up and go vote on election day. Repeal laws that allow for unattended drop boxes for ballots. Again, we don't have that issue as much in Florida, but in other states we do. Ballots should have verifying features, yes. Make it easier to recruit election clerks. Don't allow government employees or political hacks to run the polls. And require paper voter sign-in sheets. Yes, get rid of these machines. We don't need these machines, which have been proven to be wrought with fraud. What we do is we count them like we used to before these machines came along. And if you have enough precincts, then you can get that counting done pretty quickly like we used to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. If you would like to join in with a question or comment, feel free to call at 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Now, one of the issues we talked about earlier, Derby brought this up, and it had to do with immigration. Here is something from an article from the Center for Immigration Studies. Here are some amazing figures that we have here. This is from an October 2023 issue, and it says the foreign-born share was the highest in history of the U.S. population at 49.5 million and 15% of the U.S. populations. The immigrants are now at a record. That's utterly amazing. And as my friend Derby had brought up, no, just because a child is born here by illegal immigrants, that does not make you a U.S. citizen. That is something that the left has concocted, that they've made up since they've been here. No, that is why ambassadors who have children who are born here are not U.S. citizens. You must be under the laws and jurisdiction of the United States, under the jurisdiction order to be a U.S. citizen, and then when you are born here, you become a U.S. citizen. But if your parents are illegal immigrants, you are not a U.S. citizen. And you should be, as my friend Derby said, deported, that child, along with the parents. Now, this article talking about the record number we have right now of immigrants in the United States, the Census Bureau's current population survey shows that the total foreign-born or immigrant population, both legal and illegal, was 49.5 million in October 2023, a 4.5 million increase since President Biden took office, and a new record high. At 15%, the foreign-born share of the U.S. population is also the highest ever recorded in American history. Did you get that, ladies and gentlemen? Ever recorded in American history. As the debate rages over the ongoing border crisis, this finding is important because administrative numbers such as border encounters or even legal immigrant arrivals do not measure the actual size of the immigrant population, which is what ultimately determines immigration's impact on the country. Now, this comes from the Census Bureau's current population survey in October of 2023. Here are some of their findings. In October of 2023, the current population survey shows that 15% of the U.S. population is now foreign-born. That's higher than any U.S. government survey or census has ever recorded. The 49.5 million foreign-born residents, both legal and illegal, in October of 2023 is also a new record high. So it begs the question, why does the Biden administration, the Biden regime, which is a continuation of the Obama regime, want these open borders, want all these people pouring into our country? Right now we're at record highs, record 15% of the U.S. population is now foreign-born. Why do they want that? Because they want to make Democrat voters out of them. They want them dependent on the government to bring socialist ideas into our nation, have them become dependent on the government so they will continue to vote Democrat, And why did they have to do that? Because the Democrats were losing their demographic population here in the United States. They were finding that both Hispanics and blacks were leaving the party, and because they were leaving the party, they wanted to import more voters for the Democrat Party. That is why they are doing this. So among some other findings, since President Biden took office in January of 2021, the foreign-born population has grown 4.5 million, larger than the individual populations of 25 U.S. states. Did you get that, ladies and gentlemen? The foreign-born population that has grown by 4.5 million just since Biden was installed in office in January of 2021, that 4.5 million is larger than the individual populations of 25 U.S. states. Half of the U.S. state population is now made up of foreign-born citizens. So, a few more things. The foreign-born population has grown an average of 137,000 a month since President Biden took office, compared to 42,000 a month during Trump's presidency before COVID-19, and 68,000 a month during President Obama's two terms. So Obama was at 68,000 a month, which was crazy. Trump dropped it down to 42,000. Biden is up to 137,000. The scale of immigration is so high that it appears to have made the new Census Bureau population projections published on November 9th of this year obsolete. The Bureau projected that the foreign-born share was not supposed to hit 15% until 2033, and we are already there. Immigrants from all of Latin America increased by 2.9 million since January of 2021, accounting for 63% of the total increase in the foreign-born. And while a large share of the recent foreign-born growth is due to illegal immigration, legal immigrants still account for 3/4 of the total foreign-born population. And as we discussed earlier, and Derby said it, I agree, we need to freeze immigration right now until we get a handle on this. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. I'm going to leave you with Psalm 119:126. It is time for the Lord to act, for thy law has been broken. That is a plea for help, O Lord. Listening. It is time for you to act, for your law has been broken. Thank you. Have a blessed day, ladies and gentlemen.
This church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships.